Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. A few hours ago, a telegram came from Chicago. The rest of the family still don't know that Kurt Bradley and Nancy Wayne are arriving in Elmwood this very night. But Mrs. Young and Peggy have been very much aware of this unexpected visit. They've been hustling about all afternoon, preparing the house, and now as Pepper arrives home...
Pepper? Mr. Bradley's coming with Miss Wayne tonight. Mama just heard.
Yes, I got a telegram. They're on the way. They'll be here on the 6:15 train.
Well, you don't tell.
Huh?
How are they going to get here to the house?
Oh. Oh, I hadn't thought about that. Well, I guess somebody will have to go down and meet them.
Oh, sure. And I guess I'm elected.
Oh, I guess so.
But, Mom, how about a look at that little old cake before I go, Hey, this must be some celebration. Isn't that your best tablecloth all spread out?
Yes, it is a celebration, Pepper, only... You know, I don't feel much like celebrating.
Mom is kind of worried for fear Mr. Bradley is going to marry somebody not good enough for him.
How do you know he's going to marry anybody? Now, he didn't say he was, did he?
No, but he wouldn't bring her here if he wasn't.
Oh, gee, why do dames always jump to the conclusion that somebody's going to marry somebody? Honestly, a man can't even ask a girl out to his hometown without everybody deciding that they're going to be married. He probably hasn't any idea of marrying her, and she probably hasn't any idea of marrying him.
Oh, you're crazy, Pepper.
Crazy? Huh. Mom, you said the 6:15 train, didn't you?
Well, yes, I think so. They said they'd be here in time for dinner.
Well, I'm on my way to welcome them. I'll stretch out the red carpet and put it down the old coat for her to walk over.
Well, you needn't play Sir Walter Raleigh until we find out what she's like.
Oh, gosh, Mom, you don't have to make up your mind beforehand that you're not going to like her, do you?
I am not going to like her. I know that.
Women are all the same, aren't they? Whether they're your mother or somebody else, they're all against their own sex. They're all ready to scratch each other's eyes out.
Yeah, but that isn't true. I'd certainly be glad if Kurt had found somebody worthy of him, but here's somebody who barely knows him. How can she know him? She's just met him. It's only been a few weeks. She doesn't know a thing about him. It's just because he's so lonesome and hasn't another friend in Chicago that he's fallen for.
Okay, Mom, okay. You win. But I still think the female of the species is more deadly than the male.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message. It's dinner time in the Young household, and one glimpse at the dining room table reveals that tonight's meal is going to be a special occasion. Tonight, Kurt Bradley is bringing Nancy Wayne from Chicago to meet the Youngs. Pepper is already on his way to the station. Mrs. Young is in the kitchen, and Peggy and her father are upstairs.
Oh, Mama! Mama!
Yes, Peggy, what is it?
What dress shall I put on, Mama?
Oh, I don't know, dear. Put on any dress you like.
But I haven't got any dress, Mama. I haven't got a thing to wear.
Oh, Peggy, you've got loads of dresses. Why do you always say you haven't got anything to wear?
It doesn't matter what you put on, Pegs. You look swell in anything.
Oh, of course it does, Daddy. It matters terribly.
Oh.
Look, I want to make an awful good impression on Miss Wayne.
All right, then. What's the matter with that blue dress you wear sometimes?
You mean that evening dress? Oh, no, Daddy. That wouldn't do at all.
Oh? Well, then, how about your red dress? What's the matter with that?
Oh, but, Daddy, that's just a play suit. That wouldn't do for dinner.
Oh.
Oh, dear, I haven't got a thing to wear.
Peggy, wear what you've got on and come down here quickly. You've got to help. We've got lots to do.
Okay, Mommy. Daddy, do you think this business about Nancy Wayne is serious? I mean, I wouldn't admit it to Mama, but she's having such a fit about it. But I don't think Mr. Bradley would bring somebody here to stay at our house if... Well, if he wasn't serious about her, do you?
Well, now, Peg, suppose we wait till he gets here and then we'll know. It won't be long. Maybe he's on the 6:15 train.
Where is Mr. Bradley going to sleep?
Oh, well, now, look, I don't know. I suppose he's going out to his house.
But he can't. Not in that house. Why, Daddy, it's awful. The dust is a foot high. He couldn't stay there.
Oh, well, no, I suppose not. Well, I guess he'll have to go to the hotel then.
Peggy, are you coming down here to help or aren't you?
Oh, yes, Mama, I'm coming. Okay, what do you want me to do?
Well, the first thing you can do is finish setting your table. I've got to go upstairs and dress. I look a sight.
You certainly do.
Well, I like that. I'm not that bad.
Of course not, Mom. You know, Mary, you are overdoing this a little here. After all, can't we have a simple dinner for Kurt instead of putting on all this dog?
Hi there, Peggy.
Hi.
Gee, something smells good. Cake for dinner, huh?
Yeah, cake for dinner.
So, what's going on? Party? Oh, gee, if it is, I oughtn't to come home. I look like something the cat brought
in. It's a big party, Biff, and I'm glad you're home. It's your father.
Dad? Is he here?
No, but he's coming on the 6:15 train. Pepper's going down to meet him.
Them? Oh, so she is coming.
Yes, Miss Wayne's coming with him.
Well, that settles it. I won't need to clean up for dinner.
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean?
I won't be here.
Well, of course you'll be here, Biff. Well, now, look, the first person your father's going to want to see is you. Now, you couldn't do that to him.
I won't be here. I'm sorry, but... Well, I've got a date tonight.
Oh, there you are, Biff. I'm so glad you got here. You've just time to clean up before they arrive.
Oh, you don't need to worry about me, Mrs. Young. I won't be here for dinner. You don't have to set any place for me.
Why, of course you'll be here for dinner, Biff. It's your father who's coming.
Now, what kind of nonsense is this, Biff? If your father brings a guest home, you've got to be polite to her.
I don't have to be polite to anybody. Well, anyway, this isn't my house and I'm going out.
You couldn't do that to your father. Why, he'd never get over it, Biff.
Well, can I help it if I've got a date? Can I help it if he comes all of a sudden and I don't know about it? Can I break everything just on account of him?
Now, look, come in here, Beth. I want to talk to you a minute.
Oh, I don't want to talk, Mr. Young. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to get out of here before they come, that's all.
But, Biff, you haven't seen your father for weeks.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not going to be here. You feel the way I feel now, it's much better to be way off someplace.
Biff, I won't hear if you're going. You just got to listen to me.
Sorry, Mrs. Young. I just don't want to be here tonight, that's all. I can't take it. It's going to be such a nice party, and you got everything all fixed up with the flowers and everything, and what's the use of having an old sourpuss around like me? I grabbed the whole party. I spoil everything.
Now,
I just... Much better be somewheres off tonight. Tonight especially. Just when he's coming. If you don't mind, I'll just feed it.
Biff, wait a minute now.
Sam.
Oh.
Sam, don't let him go.
Mary, I...
Oh, Sam, I feel so sorry for that boy.
Well, I think he's behaving like a little fool. I don't know what's turned into him. But it's ridiculous, Mary. Of course he's got to see his father. Of course he's got to meet Miss Wayne.
Did you see his teeth? He looked absolutely stricken.
Well, he doesn't have to look so darn stricken. He's just working himself up into a state. I tell you, Miss Wayne is a nice person. She's as nice as she can be. And Biff's mighty lucky if she's the girl his father's picked out to marry. If he has picked her out to marry. Mary, it might be somebody else. It might be somebody that Biff wouldn't like at all, instead of a nice girl with a head on her shoulders and a big heart inside her.
But you don't understand, dear. This boy's been so close to his father. They've meant everything to each other.
I understand it all, Mary. I understand it all. Biff's spoiled. That's what he is. He expects all his father's attention, all his father's time, and he doesn't have to give anything in return. Well, it won't work, Mary.
It
won't work.
He's given a great deal in return, Sam. He's given a great deal of love to his father. You don't seem to understand how Biff feels. I know how he feels. And I must say, I feel the same way.
Mary Young, you are bound and determined not to like this girl because you think she's an intruder.
Well, she is.
Well, now, Mary, you think that she doesn't belong in this little circle that you've mapped out for yourself and everybody else. Now, you've got to be nice to her, Mary. Or you won't be the Mary Young Kurt and I think you are.
All right. I'll do my best. Really, I will. But I'm not going to like her. I know I'm not.
And as Mary Young again expresses her dislike for Miss Lane, Kurt Bradley, happily unaware of her attitude, is enthusiastically telling his fiancée all about the grand homecoming sure to be in store for them when the train arrives at Elmwood. And now, a message from our sponsor. Biff agrees to return on one condition. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.